AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. She didn't want to get into any detail about it for fear it could interfere in the operation, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the FBI is involved in trying to free 17 people from an American-based missionary group who were kidnapped in Haiti. The kidnappers want $17 million.
Kidnapping is widespread, and victims regularly include U.S. citizens. We know these groups target U.S. citizens who they assume have the resources and finances to pay ransoms, even if that is not the case. So that is also something that remains a concern to us.
Five children are being held. All but one of the missionaries are Americans. A federal judge ruled that the University of North Carolina can continue to consider race as a factor in its undergraduate admissions. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
The group Students for Fair Admissions sued UNC in 2014, arguing that considering race as a factor disadvantaged white and Asian students. The group has also sued Harvard University and is bringing that case to the Supreme Court. U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs ruled that the University of North Carolina should have had a compelling reason to pursue a diverse student body.
A Navy report concluded there were sweeping failures by commanders, crew members, and others that fueled a 2020 arson fire that destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego. A Houston to Boston flight didn't get far today.
This plane was actually attempted to take off, but in a rolling state right here at the Houston Executive Airport here in Waller County, and never was able to take flight.
Sergeant Stephen Woodard says the plane ran off the runway and burned. 21 people were on board. They got out safely. Attorneys have resumed questioning potential jurors in Georgia who may ultimately decide the fate of three white men charged with killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery. Jury selection continues, with several pool members saying they know people close to the case. Healthcare and technology companies are leading a broad rally on Wall Street at the close. This is AP News. Celine Dion is delaying her new Las Vegas show. The AP's Margie Zaraletta reports it's health-related.
Celine Dion's management says she is dealing with severe and persistent muscle spasms that prevent her from performing. Dion says in a statement she has been working on the show for 8 months and she is saddened beyond words. Dion's show at the Resorts World Theater was supposed to begin November 5th. The shows in November, January, and February have been delayed, but no new dates were announced. Dion still plans to resume her Courage World Tour on March 9th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
It's going to cost more to buy things like Pampers diapers, Tide detergent, Gillette products, and Crest toothpaste. Procter & Gamble say higher commodity and freight costs are set to take a bite out of their profits. The company is also dealing with higher transportation costs, reflecting in part a shortage of truck drivers and soaring diesel fuel costs. Ed Donahue, AP News.